Y'all ready for this?
She was beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
You're hot. Very hot.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
It's time for the coolest segment on the internet. Turned On with Tina Peake from Crusher Magazine.
Y'all ready for this?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Hey, metalheads. Welcome to another segment of Turned On with Tina. Tonight, my special guest is Ronnie Monroe of the heavy metal band Metal Church. For those of you who don't know yet, Ronnie was hard at work honing his skills on a solo project while Metal Church were on hiatus. And I'm happy to report that Ronnie's first solo work ever, a disc titled The Fire Within, is absolutely killer. A metal lover's dream, baby. With Ronnie's broad vocal range and powerful voice, The Fire Within is everything and more that you would expect from this gifted and talented singer. Left to his own devices, he shows an even wider vocal range on The Fire Within. And next up is one of the songs off that recently released disc, a wicked remake of the song titled Man of the Silver Mountain, which was originally written by Ronnie James Dio and Richie Blackmore. And don't forget to stay tuned after Man of the Silver Mountain for my interview with the most talented Ronnie Monroe.
I'm a wheel, I can roll, I can feel. I'm hanging. How about you?
Enjoying a beautiful day here in Ontario for once.
Yeah, the sun has been out a little bit here too in Kirkland, Washington, where I'm at.
Yeah, it's just been a great day. Absolutely. So I wanted to thank you for taking the time out to chat. I know you're really busy. And I wanted to start by talking about your brand new killer CD titled The Fire Within, which was just released last week on April 20th. What prompted you to do your own thing outside of Metal Church?
Well, it's been something I've been thinking about for the last couple of years. And when Kurt Vanderhoof and I talked about it, he was... really actually excited for me to do something like that, and he volunteered to engineer and produce, and once he was in the ball game, I figured, you know what, I have to do this.
Right. So. And in October of last year, Metal Church did announce that Kurt Vanderhoof needed an extended break for approximately 6 months due to a bulging disc in his back. It's coming up to that six-month window. Do you know how much longer Metal Church will be on hiatus?
Well, actually, we're finally going to get out and play Rocklahoma on July 9th.
Cool.
Yeah, on the main stage there, so we're looking forward to that. And he's been taking care of himself and, in physical therapy and whatnot to just basically doing everything that he can so he doesn't have to go under the knife.
So he didn't require surgery on the bulging disc then?
No.
Let's talk some more about your new album. You've brought in some pretty cool people on The Fire Within. Michael Wilton of Queensryche, who's such a cool dude, as well as Randy Cooper of Texas Hippie Coalition, and, of course, Rick Van Zandt from your band Metal Church. What made you decide to bring them on board, and what were their contributions on the album?
Well, Rick has written, a majority of the songs, and as far as Whip, Michael Wilton, he's a friend of mine, and I was honored to have him play, a couple songs, actually. And Randy Cooper from the Texas Hippie Coalition is also a friend of mine, and which is a great band out of Texas, by the way. And I had an opportunity to bring in some other friends and whatnot as well, but I kind of wanted to keep it, kind of tight-knit. And also I want to mention, though, that I did bring in Tony Nichols from the band Malaya Rage. He contributed three songs as well.
And
so it was a great time, and I think the record turned out pretty well.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a killer album. I've heard a lot of the songs off of it.
Great.
Was there anyone else that contributed on The Fire Within besides the people you've mentioned?
Well, Kurt Vanderhoof did help with the song Desperate Man, but that was basically his only playing contribution on it. Like I said, he engineered and produced, and I co-produced. But, basically that was about it, except for a couple drummers.
Is this your first solo attempt, Ronnie?
Yes, it is.
Really? So.
Yeah.
Okay, so clearly you're an extremely talented guy with so much passion and so much to offer metal and rock lovers. I'm curious, why did you wait so long to write a solo album of your own work?
Well, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate that. And, Tina, it's kind of, it took me a long time to actually get to the level that I'm at. Metal Church really was the first noteworthy band, that I've been in, and I've been with them now 6 years. I spent just a lot of time, I guess, honing my craft, if you will, in different kind of things. I've done tribute bands, top 40, but I also spent many, many years in the Seattle original scene, but just never had the luck, and then it happened for me. So I guess that's probably why it took me so long.
How long did it take you to work on The Fire Within?
Actually, a total of probably, some of the songs have been in my head for 4 or 5 years, but a lot of them more recent, but a total of probably 2 years before it's finally done.
From start to finish, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell us...
With demos and pre-production and all that. You know what's involved.
Right. Can you tell us a bit about the first single off the new disc? Because I'll be playing that after our interview. And what that song means to you?
Sure. The first track is called Far. And the premise behind that, I guess, is basically everybody's need and want to always be finding, something better in life. Something good, whether it be, I don't know, I guess you're going to have to come to that assumption, but just trying to find something better in life, and it's called Far.
Is there a video in the works yet? And if so, can you tell us a bit about it and when that might be released?
Well, I'm hoping to be shooting a video for the song Delirium within the next 2 to 3 months, I'm thinking. But as soon as we know what we need to know on that is, you can go to my MySpace and all that info will be on there.
And so there's not going to be a video for Far?
Well, I've done one, you know, which we used in our webisodes, I believe you call them nowadays, and whatnot, but we decided to go with the song Delirium. I think it's going to lend its hand to a very, very cool video, which will be shot through Zen Films.
Really? Do you know who's going to produce it?
Not offhand right now. There's a couple different choices.
Okay.
Most likely Ross, but we'll find out. Like I said, all that info will be on my site.
What made you decide to choose Rat Pack Records as your label, and how have they helped with your personal goals and solo career?
Well, basically I've known Joel Bryan for a couple years now, and I've watched him grow, and basically his tenacity and work ethic and him just having his pulse on what's going on as far as the internet these days. All of that, and the biggest thing was honesty. I believe I can trust the guy, and he trusts me, and we're kind of in this together, and the Rat Pack Mafia is going to be put on the map real soon. I strongly believe that.
Yeah, so do I. Joe's a cool guy.
Yeah, he is.
So I wanted to also talk to you about the 11th edition of Mortal Fest, which is held in Guadalajara, Mexico. It's taking place on May 3rd, which is like this next week. And each year, the producers of the festival dedicate the event to an artist for their outstanding contribution to metal music. And I'm so pleased to hear that this year, that recipient is you. So I wanted to know, will you be there? And can you tell me what this means to you personally, Ronnie?
Well, thank you for mentioning this, and regretfully I'm going to have to say that because of the swine flu and everything that's going on right now, that I'm not going to be able to attend, because I think you've heard the news, right?
Yeah, front page news.
And they're saying not to travel to Mexico for that, and I really was looking forward to it, but I'm sure that considering what's going on there, that they're going to reschedule, I would think. And if that's the case, then I will definitely, you know, go there. But there's other bands already that have canceled their tours there. And as far as how I feel about this, I've never done music for, you know, to receive any kind of award or anything like that, which I don't think any musician does, but it's very, very cool to be recognized for some of the benefit, you know, cancer benefits and tsunami stuff that I've done in the past, and whatever else that they think that I've, you know, given to the metal community. It's an honor. And I wish this stuff was not going around right now, because I was really looking forward to that trip. I'd get up there and play about 3 metal church songs with the band there, and, you know, it's unfortunate that this stuff had to come out right now. But hopefully, like I said, they'll reschedule and I can make it there when everyone is better.
Yeah, that would be cool. That was one of the reasons I wanted to ask you if you really were going, because I know initially you were, but now with all this swine flu going on, and it's the World Health Organization, so they're they're basing it, like, they're rating it as a 4, and I think if it's a 6, it's a world epidemic, so we're only 2 strokes away from that.
Well, that's, you know, I choose to try to stay positive, so let's hope that not a lot of, you know, more people lose their lives over it, but, I'm usually the guy that's always going, let's go, you know, that kind of thing, but when I saw the band Mayhem canceled their Mexican tour because of it, I figured it was okay.
Yeah, no kidding. Where does your inspiration come from when writing music?
First off, I put the headphones on and basically get lost in whatever I'm listening to at the time, and it kind of, you know, it leads me into basically kind of politics, religion, but without standing on a soapbox, you know, more a bit, I guess, my thoughts on that kind of stuff, also on love, on metal itself, the lifestyle, and world events, you know,
right. Basically
that kind of stuff.
So what are you listening to on your iPod or CD player? these days?
Right now, I recently have been listening to the new Evergrey.
Really? Are you digging it?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like a lot of that prog metal as well, and, Symphony X, and then again, I like to listen to the new Judas Priest, and I'm waiting for the Heaven and Hell.
Do you have, I know that all the songs on the album are new and fresh, and you probably love them all, but is there one in particular that is closer to your heart, or one that you favor more than the others, and if so, why?
Well, you hit it on the head. Of course, I like all of them, but I think my favorite would be Desperate Man, and that's because that's the first riff that I ever wrote on acoustic guitar, and had Kurt help me turn it into something real, and the lyrical content is basically kind of about myself and the years of, you know, struggling, if, you know, just kind of to try to get to where I'm at. You know, all the trials and tribulations, you know, being on the road and, you know, and whatnot, and that kind of thing. So I think that one means the most to me.
Right. I also heard a rumor that there are some tour dates coming up in June for your solo work, and wondered if you could confirm anything for us today.
I believe it's June 11th in Houston, Texas, or Beaumont, that is, and I believe the 12th is in Houston. And there's more dates to come, and you can check that out on my MySpace as the dates roll in.
Right. Who else is going to make up the Ronnie Monroe Band? Who are the other players?
There's a band in Houston, Texas called Azrael's Bane, and basically those guys are going to be my touring band.
Is that a permanent placement of players that you're going to have, that band?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. They're all great guys. We've been friends for a lot of years now, and
cool.
great musicians.
Cool. I noticed on your MySpace site that you've got links to a variety of YouTube videos that you created leading up to the album release. Tell me about that, because it was a unique way to create interest in your new disc.
Well, you know, it was... I had a cheap camera and whatnot, and I believe I saw something like that in the past, you know, just through the explanation of each song. And, you know, these days, as we all know, it's about marketing. And especially, you know, being my first solo record and whatnot, I wanted to try to spread the word as much as I could. And so I just taped a little explanation of each song and turned it over in to the magic fingers of the guys at Zen Film, and they created that for me.
Yeah, it was really cool. I had never seen it done like that. I'd seen it done to promote maybe a song, but certainly not leading up to an album release and an explanation for each song. I really liked it. I thought it was very unique.
Oh, great. And, you know, that was also part of the Joe O'Brien's idea as well, the marketing guru.
Of course it was.
Yeah, the Minnesota propaganda, as he called it. So.
Yes, of course it was. He's funny. Okay, now you're talking about your website and your MySpace site, so can you give us your links to your website, MySpace site, so metal lovers can find you, check out your blogs, and maybe listen to a few of the songs on your player?
Well, sure, yeah, that's myspace.com/Ronnie Monroe. Remember, it's RonnieMunroe. And also you can hear my stuff on the Rat Pack Records MySpace as well. MetalChurchMusic.com is the official Metal Church website. And there's also RonnieMonroe.com, which will direct you to my other links.
So what are Ronnie Monroe's plans for the remainder of 2009?
Well, my plans are to conquer the world, of course. But, you know, just to get out there and play wherever the fans want me to be, I'm going to get there no matter what, whether it's in a van or a bicycle or a bus, whatever. I'm going to get there and bring the music to the people. That's
awesome.
What I love to do.
Awesome. Well, Ronnie, thanks so much for your time today. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask you, or any messages for your fans?
Well, just keep the faith out there, everyone, and keep your metal fingers flying, and I'll see you soon on the road, and pick up the fire within.
The album really does kick ass. I love the album.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and hopefully it's going to sell well.
Yeah, and I hope one day that maybe we can meet up, get a chance to say hi and stuff.
Definitely. Have a beer or whatever.
Sounds good. Ronnie, take care. Thanks again for your time.
All right, you take care.